and particularly on the last page, the back of this hymn sheet. You'll find ones that you're familiar with. So anyone at all, just put your hand up and we'll hear heaven. Will heavenly anthem spring? Number 41, if someone would start it, please. Another one? Maybe a boy this time. Come on, boys, you're not going to let me down, are you? Got one you'd like to sing? 43. Number 43. Number 47, when he cometh. I'm going to ask you a question. When he cometh? You don't know? You don't know when he's coming? You sure you don't know when he's coming? Anybody know when he's coming? The year is coming, isn't it? Then, dear boys and girls, if you don't know when he's coming, but you're sure that he is coming, are you ready for him when he comes? See, if you don't know when he's coming, the only thing to do is to get ready now, and then you'll be ready when he comes. What would happen if you weren't ready when he comes? What would happen if you weren't ready for the Lord Jesus when he came? Oh, dear boys and girls, what would happen if you weren't ready for the Lord Jesus when he came? Yeah. You would be left behind, and this boy says you would go to hell. He's right. We know that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for us, and we know he's coming to take everyone that has trusted him home to be with himself. But if you're not ready, you'll be left behind. So we need to get ready. Now. right now is the time to get ready. Somebody start number 47. Come. Just going to close our eyes and ask the Lord Jesus to bless this little time together. Then we'll have another one or two little hymns. Now somebody got another one. Yes, dear. Number 46. Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. Now, who can tell me what T-I-D-I-N-G-S spells? What is the meaning of tidings? Perfectly right, it spells tidings. Okay, you tell me. News. That's right. We got some good news for you. I-B-R-I-N-G, bring. The J-E-S-U-S. What does that spell? J-E-S-U-S. J-E-S-U-S. You tell me. Jesus. Jesus. The Lord Jesus has come. To S-A-V-E, me. And you know, I think it would be a good thing as we sing this little chorus that when we get to S-A-V-E, me, we point to ourselves. Will you do that? When we sing me, point to ourselves. He came to save me personally. The Lord Jesus came to save each one of you, dear boys and girls. He wants to save you. He wants to save you now. So let's point to ourselves when we sing me. Someone start it, please. I believe.
Thank you.
sins did the Lord Jesus come to wash away? My sins. The Lord Jesus came to wash away my sins. Oh, sweet that this little girl could say, mine. Yes, he came to wash away my sins. Oh, realize it, dear boys and girls. It's a personal matter between you and the Savior. He came to save. He has provided salvation for you. He wants you to trust in him. Believe on him and be saved. Saved for all eternity. Not left behind when he comes, but saved for all eternity. Someone else got one? Number 40. Jesus loves me. This I know. Now again, when we come to sing the chorus, Jesus loves me, we won't sing the me, we will point to ourselves. And you boys and girls, see, you don't get tripped up and sing the me. Particularly watch the last line. That's where you'll get tripped up. Someone start number 40. it that Jesus loves? Who is it that Jesus loves? This girl way back here. Which girl had her hand up? Come on. Who is it Jesus loves? Who is it Jesus loves? Me. Say it loud.
Me.
Right. Jesus loves me. How did Jesus show his love for me? How did he show his love for me? This boy.
He died on the cross?
Died on the cross, right. And now what is it we have to do? The Lord Jesus has come. He loved us so much that he died on the cross. What is it we need to do?
Accept him.
Right. We need to accept him as our Savior. Put our trust in him. Believe on him. And we will be saved. Saved for all eternity. We'll be ready when he comes for us. Oh, dear boys and girls, we need to be ready when he comes for us. Now, I think we'll stop singing for a moment. I've got something in this bag I want to show you, but I'm not going to show you right away. I'm not going to show you what's in this bag right away. We'll see. We'll hope that we have time at the end of the Sunday school to show you what's in the bag. It'd be too bad if you didn't get a sight of what's inside it, because I think you'll like to see it. But we'll see if we have time. Now, can somebody tell me the names of the first two boys mentioned in the Bible? What are the names of the first two boys mentioned in the Bible?
Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel. And what did Cain do for a living? What did Cain do for a living?
Plant crops.
That's right. He was a farmer. He was a tiller of the ground, a farmer. And a lot of you here, I know quite a bit about farming, far more than I do. What did Abel do? What did Abel do?
He was a shepherd.
He was a shepherd, right. Now then, both of these boys brought an offering to the Lord. They wanted to bring an offering to the Lord. They wanted to give something to him. They had been told, no doubt, by their parents, the need of this. So what offering did Cain bring? What was the offering Cain brought?
Fruits and vegetables.
The fruit of the ground, yes. What he had grown. And what did Abel bring? What did Abel bring?
A lamb?
Right. He brought a lamb. He brought a lamb. Can anybody tell me what was wrong with Cain's offering? God didn't accept Cain's offering. What was wrong with it?
The Lord had cursed the ground. He cursed the ground.
Yes, that's true. He cursed the ground.
Look, there is something specially wrong with Cain's offering. I'd like to see if you can tell me. A girl can tell me? Okay. Here.
It didn't have blood?
Right. There was no blood in Cain's offering. No blood. What is it that washes our sins away? What washes our sins away?
Blood of Jesus.
Very good. The blood of Jesus. That is the only thing, dear boys and girls, that can wash our sins away. Now, what was the offering that Abel brought? What was the offering Abel brought? Oh, here's a boy down here. I don't think the answer's yet.
A lamb.
Abel brought a lamb. What did he do with that lamb? What did he do with it?
He cursed Cain. He killed it on an offering.
He killed the lamb. He killed it. Its blood was shed. Now, that lamb was just a picture of what the Lord Jesus was going to do. He was going to die many years later, almost 4,000 years later. The Lord Jesus died and his blood was shed. And Abel's lamb was just a picture of what the Lord Jesus was going to do. And God accepted Abel's offering. For Abel was really saying, I know that I'm a sinner and I deserve to die, but I bring this little lamb instead. And God accepted that. Now, dear boys and girls, each one of us are sinners. Each one of us are sinners. We need to accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We need to accept Him as our Savior now. Now. When did we say the Lord Jesus was coming? When did we say He was coming? We
don't know.
We don't know when He's coming. So if we don't know when He's coming, when should we get ready?
Now.
Yes, we should get ready now. We need to get ready now. Why do we need to get ready now? Why is it so important to get ready now? Why is it so important to get ready now?
He can come any minute.
He may come any minute. Any moment he may come. He may come before this Sunday school is over. Oh, dear boys and girls, do come to him now. Now. You know, there's another little boy mentioned in Scripture, in the Bible. His name was Josiah. Do you know how old he was when he began to reign? He was...
eight.
Right. Good boy. I didn't expect I'd get an answer to that question. Good boy. He was 8 years old when he began to reign. And it tells us that he sought the Lord. He sought the Lord. He wanted to please the Lord. Oh, dear boys and girls, you're not too old to come to him. We sometimes sing a little chorus, a little child of 7 or even 3 or 4 may enter into heaven through Christ, the open door. A little child of 7 or even 3 or 4. Are there any boys and girls here who are just 3 years old? How many are 3 years old or more? Put your hands up. How many are 3 years old or more? You must be more than 3. You must be more than... You are 3, I know. And we need to come and accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior. You're not too old to come to him. You can come now. Oh, dear boys and girls, do realize you need to be saved. The Lord Jesus has provided salvation for everyone that will take him as their Savior. All you need to do is trust in him. Believe on him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that you're a sinner and that he died on the cross for you, and accept him as your Savior. Do come to him, dear boys and girls. Well, now, getting back to Cain and Abel, they both offered an offering, and God accepted Abel, but he didn't accept Cain. There was no blood in Cain's offering. Now, that would tell us that we cannot do anything pleasing in the sight of God for our salvation. There's only one way to be saved. We can't do anything of ourselves. The only way that you can be saved is to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, to put your trust in him. Won't you come this very day and put your trust in him, dear boys and girls? Well, I think we have time for another chorus or two. Who has another chorus they'd like to sing? Who has another chorus they'd like to sing? Number 44. You know, I remember singing this hymn years ago. And if we asked the children in Toronto what they would like to sing, invariably it was "Into a Tent Where a Gypsy Boy Lay." Now, I believe this is a true story. This little hymn is a true story of a little gypsy boy. And he was dying. And there he was laying in this tent. No particular bed or anything to lay on. He was just laying there. And those that were in charge of this gypsy camp, at first I understand they didn't want these men to go in. A man said, "If you're going to talk about religion, I'll turn the dogs on you." But anyways, they said, "No, we just want to talk to the boy." And he let them go in, and they told that little boy about the Lord Jesus and how the Lord Jesus had come to save him. And this little boy, this little hymn now tells us the result of that visit. And
and they told him that he died quite peacefully. Oh, he trusted the Lord Jesus. He came. He'd never heard the way of salvation before, and he came to the Lord Jesus. He accepted him as his Savior. He put his trust in him. He believed on him. And that's what you dear boys and girls need to do now, is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone start number 44.
Time for another one. I haven't shown you what's in this bag yet. Yes? Number 42. That's a good one. Remember, each one of you dear boys and girls are of an age when you can come and accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Each one can come and accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Oh, do come now. Someone start 42. One more. Who has one more they'd like to say? Number one. Almost persuaded. What does that mean? The boy that asked for it, what does almost persuaded mean? You don't know. Oh, dear. What's almost persuaded mean? Sorry, I'm partially deaf, too. I couldn't hear.
He's almost convinced, sort of.
Almost convinced? Yes, that is right. Almost. Not quite. You, dear boys and girls, may be almost persuaded to take the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And you put it off. You put it off. That's what King Agrippa did. It was King Agrippa that said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. You put it off. Now, what are you going to be? Are you going to be almost? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Have you put your trust in Him? Or do you see, yes, it's necessary that I do it, but I don't think I'll do it now. I don't think I'll do it now. Is that what you're saying? The Lord Jesus may come, and you may be left behind. Oh, think of the importance of it, dear boys and girls, of coming to the Lord Jesus now. Someone start number one, please. Show you what's in this bag. How many want to know what's in this bag? Hmm? Well, quite a few want to know what's in this bag. Well, we're just going to close our eyes first and look to the Lord Jesus, and then we'll show you.